welcome back. The excitement of Duffy's Tavern is over, and we now welcome you back to Senior Talk Radio with Project Independence and you. We are now in the segment that many people wait for, which is the Christina Liu segment. Christina may even address her big night on the town last night. Well, then again, maybe she won't. But she will be addressing what goes on in the town. It may not be the town of New York. Yeah. So, Christina,
hello, Anna. You're doing a great job, as always. You're really getting comfortable in John's seat over there. You better watch out.
No, John. No problem, John. This is your seat.
But it's really been a great show. I mean, we're learning about some really great programs and organizations that are out in the community, which is always a perk of this show. You know, it's really just there's always some kind of little golden nugget that we take away from every show. So
many golden nuggets.
I know, and we're going to be celebrating on our 6th anniversary. We'll be coming up on September 22nd, which I cannot believe, Otto. It's been 6 years already. It's just amazing,
and I can't believe it either.
And I look through all the guests, and it's just all the organizations we've had on, the people that we've interviewed. It's really amazing, and thanks to everyone here that makes it possible.
Yeah, we had two excellent guests today. Mm-hmm. Debbie Honorato, mm-hmm, of Continuing Education, mm-hmm, of Hofstra, and Dr. Jessica Rosati of the Program Bank. And we learned in both cases, one fed the mind and the other one fed the body.
I like that. I like that connection there, Otto. That's good.
They're both good things to happen. You've got to feed your mind.
I like that.
You have to feed the body.
Absolutely. Two, right. I think, necessities.
And that's what you'll be doing now, feeding
us. That's right. We are feeding the mind and your social life and calendar as well. This summer, I cannot believe it is rapidly coming to an end, but we're still going strong, and it is going to have the wonderful Fun Day Monday event. I know, Otto, you're going to try and go on this Monday.
I am, yes.
It is one of my favorite ones. It's the last Fun Day Monday, and the theme is Hometown USA. It's really a wonderful occasion to celebrate all the troops, and there's a classic car show that is amazing. That's one of my favorite parts every year. All the cars are lined up along the beach. It is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There'll be different crafts, hobbies, demos, musical performances, and a salute, obviously, to the armed troops. So,
what are the hours for that?
10 to 2.
10 to 2.
10 to 2, Monday, August 28th.
Do you pay for parking?
That is actually a wonderful question. You do not pay for parking at Fun Day Monday. So it is completely free to get in, and it's also free to park there. So.
Very nice. Is there food?
There is. They sell little snacks, and I believe they'll be giving out hot dogs.
Oh, really?
What goes on. It's a very popular line.
Bring your own mustard?
Yeah. Listen, we might have some mustard for the VIPs. But it's really a great event, and I encourage everyone to go there. And if you need transportation, you could also call 311 or 869-6311 to schedule that. So definitely check it out. And also, it is tis the season for hurricane preparedness.
Mm-hmm. They know that
which
in Texas.
let's really hope that this is not anything around here. But we want people to do is be prepared is really our main goal at North Hempstead. And Supervisor Bosworth has sent around. And if you want one, also you can call through on 1/4 the Hurricane Preparedness Guide. And it's really just giving you 5 steps toward a good hurricane plan is just to really be storm smart, just be aware of it, get your packing essentials. We always tell people to have their to-go bag ready to go, and then have a place to go, obviously, is important. And North Hempstead also has a program called North Hempstead Alert. And on this emergency notification system, you can get, either a phone call, a text, an email, whatever, your preferred method is. And I think that is wonderful because they are certainly up on it. Our emergency management team at North Hempstead is constantly informing all of us all the time. So,
well, I think the natural tendency is to not want to think about a hurricane. And I'm in that category, I will admit. You prefer not to think about it, but the bottom line is you really do have to give some thought to what would you do if something happened.
Right.
Basics like, would you have money? Maybe no. Maybe ATM machines are not working.
It's true. No, it's really true.
There's a lot of little things, but it does pay to give some thought to it. And
And that's why I thank God for my husband, because my husband is very on top of always having, you know, he laughs at me because the money question, I probably would not have money. And he, you know, always is, you know, with the batteries and everything. So luckily I have Jay who will keep me safe. But we wanted to also remind people, in Supervisor Bosworth Hurricane Preparedness Guide, there's a hurricane kit that she says every family should have, which is water, 1 gallon per person per day, a first aid kit, cell phone and charging accessories, essential prescription and non-prescription items, and your medical information, I think, is super important, too. Battery-powered flashlight and radio or a crank radio, batteries, a 12-hour glow stick, a change of clothes, rainwear, sturdy shoes, and then any kind of personal items you may have, you know, whether it's eyeglasses, toiletries. And your cash and small bills is also on there.
Mm-hmm.
And what is another thing we always encourage people to have is your important documents in a waterproof container. This would be your driver's license, your will, marriage certificates, insurance, your lease to your house, social security, you know, all those kind of important documents. It's really important to have it in a waterproof container, which is probably actually like just a good to keep it in all the time. I mean, you know, in reality.
Well, yes.
And,
you
know,
can have a little waterproof safe.
Yeah. There you go.
And just take the safe with you if you have
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely. And what I also love, you know, we always say about North Hempstead is that the supervisor pretty much takes care of everyone and thinks about everything because she's also telling you your pet hurricane kit as well. You know, there's a lot of people that have pets, and it's important to also have the things that they need as well, which I think is...
She can tell you these things, but you're the one who has to do them.
Yes, that is actually...
She's not doing it for you.
She's not packing it up for you.
She's advising,
absolutely.
His suggestions, but it's up to us individually...
It's true.
To do
Absolutely.
What has to be done or it's not going to happen.
It's very, very true. Right. And we really just encourage people. And, you know, that's with everything. It's even like with the circle of support that we do. You know, our whole goal is to kind of have you prepared and not be in a frantic situation during the emergency. You know, so we really want as much, you know, these things are hard to obviously you can't know everything when it's going to happen, but you could be as prepared as possible.
I mean, you can over prepare.
Yes.
Because right. If you think of every possible right. scenario.
Then you might be a little neurotic. And, but yeah. We definitely, I think it's important, though, to, you know, kind of just have your basic essentials and just to think about it. We don't want people living in complete fear, but it's definitely something we would like people to do. So check that out.
That's a good one you have right there.
Yes, this is also, Otto's looking at my numerous papers in front of me. A popular thing that has we've been doing now for probably about a year or so are these different brain games and memory health programs. So a lot of our social workers and nurses have been teaming up to do these at different libraries. So coming up, actually, these are both the same dates. It's going to be on September 13th, 20th, and 27th. It's a three-week program. One is going to be at Mineola Library from 1 to 2 p.m., and the other one will be at Great Neck Social Center from 10:30 to 11:30. It's really a great course. It's going to, you know, there's different puzzles and brain teasers. And it's really great, too, is that, you know, it becomes kind of a community kind of effort. You sit there and you talk to your neighbor about how difficult it is. You know, we've actually tried some of these, too, and they're tough. They're certainly not easy, these brain teasers. But I think it's good. It's obviously helping your brain health and the socialization aspect, too. So
I actually am going to try to go to the one
in
Mineola.
Well, you have two options. There you go.
Yeah, Joanne.
Yes, yeah, the Mineola one will be Joanne and Audrey Dinsdale. Audrey's one of our social workers. Joanne's one of our nurses. And at the Great Neck Social Center, Kelly and Janet, who are both Northwell Health PI nurses, will be doing that too. So stay tuned for these because they're definitely – we're going to be doing them through all throughout the town too because they really are a success. And we just want to remind people you need to register because space is limited for those programs. So 3-1-1.
Very good. And I wasn't taking a nap. I was actually reading.
That's right. Well, I think you better sign up, Otto, because we want to make sure you get a spot in these wonderful programs.
Yeah.
And also coming up, you know, the hot topic of technology we brought up earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a program that's Barbara Melman, who's one of our Project Independence volunteers. She does this technology for the Terrified. She's been doing all different types of, you know, throughout the year. This one's going to be the value of Facebook. Learn how to use Facebook to stay in touch with family and friends all over the globe. Keep informed of cultural and political events that are important to you and you know, so on. So you could bring your own device, and she could show you how to do that. So that's going to be on Wednesday, September 13th, from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park.
Another good idea.
Yeah, you know, we're really, you know, this topic, you know, I mean, it comes up so often in all aspects of things, and it really is where things are heading, and you either want to stay so involved, and, you know, I think a lot of people end up getting involved because they want us to be in touch with their children and their grandchildren, you know.
Friends.
So, yeah, I mean, it really opens up a whole, you know, new world for you to do, and obviously you want to be able to do that kind of safely as well. So we're trying to do our part over at Project Independence to kind of spread that word.
You can basically be as involved in Facebook as you want,
right,
too. Some people have an image that, that I don't want to get involved with it, you know.
Right.
Well, you really don't have to get that involved. You can be an observer of what's going on and make an occasional comment. People say, well, I don't want to know when Christine had pizza or whatever.
But, you know, I'll
Some
tell you anyway.
Go, yeah. Right. Whether you want to know or not. What I really want to know is what kind. But the point being that you don't have to follow every little thing
Absolutely.
That somebody does. Some people go a little over the top. There's no doubt about that. However, most people don't.
Yeah.
And it's very enjoyable to know what's going on in the world.
No, you know, and what is wonderful, too, about it is that you're able to you know, really find out also about different events that are going on, and you can become invited to different, you know, so it opens up this little network for you, and just to find out, you know, on top of staying in touch with your friends, actually what's going on in the community too, which I think is definitely beneficial.
Well, and frankly, in some circles nowadays, the invitations are only coming that way.
Right. That's true. That's also right.
You know, and if you don't, if you keep waiting for that phone call with the invitation or the invitation in the mail, it'll never come in.
Unless you're coming to one of my parties, because I love a hard copy invitation forever.
There you go.
Yes, I do.
That's good. But unfortunately, a lot of people don't do that. It's really true.
The Evite.
And if you don't look at what's going on the internet as far as an invitation goes, you're not going to know.
Very good point.
Right or wrong, but that's the way it is.
That is. It's the way of the world now. That's certainly the case. You know, and we just really encourage people to, you know, they came up earlier also about a lot of libraries now are helping people kind of have these texts. I know Great Neck Library did it, and they're actually going to bring it back in the fall because it was successful. You know, so you could literally go and just say, you know, how do I work this app, you know, or just any kind of thing with your phone, which, you know, you might just have a specific question, and it's great to have access to that. So I think it's wonderful that local libraries are now addressing those needs, which I think is certainly important. So,
well, libraries are very different than they were 15 years ago or 10 years ago or even 5 years ago. They've become more of a community
site
for.
And I think, you know, it just showed
things.
You too, like, libraries had to adapt also to the times. You
and
know?
They have.
And, like, you know, with books on your Kindle or, you know, whatever it might be too, is something that, you know, they had to accept as
they're a very good example of the need to be flexible.
Oh.
And the need to be flexible means I have 14 seconds.
That's right. Time flies. Look at this, Otto. We are just flying through.
Tough, boy. I'm telling you. All right. This is WCWP.org 88.1. We will be taking a break and be back shortly.
Yeah.